Welcome back to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, budget hearings continue here in Louisville as the Metro Council continues to sift through Mayor Greg Fisher's proposed spending plan. And joining us to talk about it briefly is WFPL political editor Philip M. Bailey. Philip, welcome back.
Hey, Rick.
So the we've heard from, where are we now? The public has actually had a chance now to start to weigh in on this, right?
Yeah, initially at the beginning of the week is when city CFO Steve Rowland testified before the Metro Council, but earlier this week as well, the public had a chance to chime in on the mayor's spending plan. You saw, I mean, the house was packed, and mostly teenagers from Project One, which is Charles King's program, which deals with summer youth jobs. They were filling not only the council chambers, but the overhaul overflow room as well. So you saw a lot of people who were there, and mainly the list of people were people from external agencies and nonprofit groups, which wanted to sort of chime in and have their voices heard in regards to spending in the Metro budget. You've seen some changes to certain organizations, certain arts groups like the Louisville Ballet. I think as Aaron Keene has reported, the Louisville Ballet had an 80% cut in city funding. Other organizations like the Center for Women and Families, they saw their funding once again reduced by the mayor by about 44%. Now, traditionally, the council adds money back in before they pass the final budget. There's a question of whether how lean the budget is, if the council can find some additional funds and how to get those in for these groups. But Charles King in particular, who's the president and CEO of Project One, which is a summer jobs program for 13 to 15-year-olds, he says that the funding has gone from $80,000 to zero. So he was pretty upset about that. So you saw a lot of people just come up and say and argue and petition the council why their programs are important, who their programs help, and why the funding is needed.
And the city coming under some criticism from one speaker, you reported criticizing the mayor, I guess, for giving $500,000 to a group of investors for the Whiskey Row project.
Yeah, a resident from the Clifton neighborhood who showed up, he addressed, David Sangster's his name, he addressed the council and basically saying that he was upset with the idea of giving $500,000 towards restoring the historic buildings along Main Street known as Whiskey Row. That's obviously been an issue for a number of years now when preservationists petitioned the mayor and the council to swipe these buildings back from developer Todd Blue and to save them and to salvage them. The mayor's proposed the idea of funding and creating this loan program, matching money that has been matched by wealthier contributors. The group of wealthy investors have already gotten a $1.5 million forgivable loan. So some council members, Councilman Kelly Downard, Councilman Jerry Miller, and Councilwoman Mary Woolridge, which is a bipartisan group, they've objected to this $500,000, even going as far as to say that they may vote against the entire budget if that $500,000 is included. So you heard a speaker actually go up there, which was pretty rare, and saying who didn't ask for money. Usually when you have people go up to the Metro Council in these addresses, they want more money. This person was like, no, I'm not here to ask for money. I actually don't want you to spend.
So let's go through the process here. The council will add or take away money from Fisher's proposal and then pass its own budget. Now, does the mayor have line item veto power on the budget?
I don't believe the mayor has line item vetoes as some other executives do. But what we'll see over the next few weeks is different department heads and different agencies coming forward and then giving their review, the police department, fire department, health department, Metro Animal Services, et cetera, will come in and sort of give their two cents on how they're running their departments. And then you're right, you'll see the council really go over how do we put in these funds here, how do we help this group, who's going to get money, who's not. Like I said, the council, last year the Metro Council added about $500,000 extra to certain funding for external agencies. So we may see that again. I've never seen in Metro's history the mayor veto any whether line item or veto any parts of the budget in particular, or veto the budget altogether. It's unlikely that'll happen again this year if the council finds some additional ways to fund some organizations, unless something comes to a head, which it doesn't look like right now it will, but there's plenty of weeks left.
So what's our timetable? We've got several weeks more of hearings?
Well, you're going to, the budget has to be passed by law by June 30th. Once June 30th happens, then we have a situation where we will see the budget passed and go from there, but it's likely that there's not going to be a problem with that, but we will see that come down probably in the next two weeks. I know the council is anticipating between June 20th and June 28th to have a budget actually passed.
All right. Philip M. Bailey is WFPL's political editor. Philip, thanks for joining us.
No problem.